With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security has failed to advance in the Senate.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Flooding has damaged portions of the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials warned that a 120-year-old dam could possibly fail. Emergency sirens blared along the famed North Shore, where rising waters have damaged some homes and cars. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump says he's considering winding down military operations in the Middle East. His social media post yesterday comes as the U.S. is sending three more amphibious assault ships and roughly 2,500 additional Marines to the region. This after oil prices climbed yet again, putting pressure on the stock market. That was followed by a Trump administration announcement that it will lift sanctions on Iranian oil loaded on ships. The move aims to wrangle soaring fuel prices. The three-week-old war is showing no signs of letting up, with Israel saying Iran continued to fire missiles at it early Saturday. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on Britain's move to expand abortion.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's taken a while, but America's pastors are answering the call to highlight global persecution of Christians in their sermons. According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. About two-thirds say they've delivered sermons focusing on abusive believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. This is SRN News. NASA is laying the groundwork for its next lunar mission.
If all goes well, the 322-foot rocket will blast off early next month with four astronauts on board, the first to fly to the moon in more than 50 years. They'll zip around the moon in their capsule and then come straight home without stopping. Their Artemis II mission should have been completed by now, but hydrogen fuel leaks and clogged helium lines forced 2 months of delays while repairs were made. Rich Thomason reporting.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.